Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State? The first day of spring, or the spring equinox, arrives every year between March 20th and March 22nd, which theoretically means we should experience equal periods of day and night. In northern Wisconsin, though, conditions are not quite so equal. The sun will actually rise near 6:01 a.m. and set near 6:10 p.m., granting us 9 extra minutes of daylight. However, given the usual continuation of winter and cabin fever well into April, no one would dream of complaining about too much light. But spring is on its way. How soon will spring occur in the North Woods compared to southern Wisconsin? Well, we can accurately predict the date of the first bloom of our northern spring flowers based on Hopkins' Law, which says that phenological events vary at the rate of 1 day for each 15 minutes of latitude and 1 day for each 100 feet of altitude. Phenology is the study of the seasonal march of observable biological events. When the first robin returns, when the first trillium blooms, for example. If we compare biological events in Madison to those in Minocqua, there should be a 20-day interval between the two areas, given their distance apart, about 220 miles, and their differences in elevation. So, if a friend in Madison calls to say she saw her first robin on March 1st, folks in the North Woods can expect to see their first robin on the equinox. Note that variations do occur along the Great Lakes where the weather is moderated by the still icy waters, and Hopkins' Law is considered valid only up to June 1st, when other factors take control, like available sunlight, soil conditions, and rainfall. Most importantly, everything is now starting to come to life. Buds are breaking, leaves are popping, flowers unfolding. The great green-up has commenced. Birds, too, are returning, many following the first hatches of insects. Birds that have wintered in Central and South America, however, will wait until late April and early May to return, fully aware of how fickle winter can be. So, while winter lingers, maddening as it often is, it's time to begin watching for the signs of spring. Many migrating birds utilize the Lake Michigan shoreline as their route north. Consider visiting the Nature Conservancy's Mink River Preserve in Door County, where 1,950 acres are protected and 200 species of bird have been counted in migration and nesting. To catch the first wildflowers of the year in southern Wisconsin, try Chewaukee Prairie on Lake Michigan, the last unbroken stretch of prairie of its kind in the state. Chewaukee is home to more than 400 plant species, including shooting stars, prairie violets, and wood betony, which bloom in the spring. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.